Hey, I'm Sandy Rakowitz, and we're here with Linda Tellington Jones. Today's inspiration is Trees Speak, Love is the Glue.
And I wrote this in the 80s, and I want to get, or 90s actually. And how I came to this, I attended a week, 3 day training at the home of Dr. Helen Caldicott. She was the doctor that started the international movement, Physicians Against Nuclear War. And I was invited to go there actually with Dr. Jerry Jampolsky and his wife Diane Cirincione. Jampolsky, and to do a workshop on soul retrieval. It was actually our own souls that we were retrieving in this case. And after I stayed on and I worked for 3 weeks just in the rainforest, planting rainforest trees and working in the garden of Dr. Helen Caldicott. And it was so interesting because I was weeding and I had to ask the fairies, like, which of the weeds or plants I could move. And this is where I got many of the amazing messages that came in poetry form. And this was one, I will just read it to you. Sitting deep in the beloved rainforest of Dr. Helen Caldicott, open journal posed precariously upon my lap, as I was on a limb, awaiting wisdom from the ancient tree upon whose limb I balanced. Dusk hovered nearby as lusty bullfrogs gave full voice to the orchestra of cicadas, and a variety of unidentified plops and gurgles that arose from the pond above which I was perched. While the last vestiges of evening light illuminated my page, the voice of the tree began to flow through my pen. As you sit lightly upon my outstretched limb, it is like sitting in the cradle of civilization from which you come. So long ago, your soul started its journey on the physical plane. Many times, to come back for lessons, experiences, and the making and releasing of karmic debts. In the soul group, you finally found your original family gathered together as you agreed to uplift the energies on this lovely planet. And I know that those of us who are coming together to experience this heaven on earth, it was meant to be. Many of you have been networkers, weaving the web of light around this precious planet, fully trusting your inner voice and gently guiding whispers of wisdom dropped on your path, often as scarce as Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, but just enough to hone your skills of inner listening. A shift has occurred as more and more of you come together. Having given your will to divine source, to God, and recognize your oneness with all that is. The matrix from which you come is shifting to form a new vibrational rate, a new pattern of molecular structure. As joy and unconditional love awaken in your memories, this pattern, this shift, will begin to spread through the human community as bees pollinate flowers. Each positive thought, each gesture of love, each smile of appreciation of your own species and of the kingdoms of the animals, the plants, the minerals, and the nature spirits strengthens the web of light and currents of information buried long upon this planet. And I'm going to be sharing some of those really remarkable messages that came to me about these buried messages. It's time to awaken, and love is the glue to heal the wounds, to close the rift, to rebalance the planet, to make the shift to the knowing you have carried into each new birth that right here now can be heaven on earth. And I keep getting these messages. This is heaven on earth, from the stones, from the trees, from the breeze. And where we remember that is when we connect with that divine spirit within, and when we give our will to the will of divine source to make a difference on this precious planet. So join us in the heart hug. And just with each 1 1/4 circles in your preferred direction, send deep appreciation and connection into this knowing, this divine spark that is in every cell in our bodies. Thank you for joining me and Sandy and Eleanor Silverstein, who is with us here today in spirit, and to all of you. Blessings and aloha.
Aloha.